The Old Testament reading is from Daniel chapter 12. At that time shall arise Michael, the great prince who has charge of your people, and there shall be a time of trouble, such as never has been since there was a nation till that time. But at that time your people shall be delivered. Everyone whose name shall be found written in the book, and many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, same to everlasting life, and some to the shame and everlasting contempt. And those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the sky above, and those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle reading is from Hebrews chapter 10. Every priest stands daily at his service, offering repeatedly the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But when Christ has offered for all time a single sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God, waiting from that time, until his enemies should be made a footstool for his feet. For by a single offering he has perfected for all time those who have been sanctified. And the Holy Spirit also bears witness to us, for after saying, "This is the covenant that I will make with them. After those days, declares the Lord, I will put my laws on their hearts and write them on their minds." Then he adds, "I will remember their sins and take and their lawless deeds and no more. Where there is forgiveness of these, there is no longer any offering for sin. Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the holy places by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that he opened for us through the curtain, that is, through his flesh, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession and of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is a habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near." This is the word of the Lord.
We rise for the Alleluia verse.
Alleluia, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 13th chapter. As Jesus came out of the temple, one of his disciples said to him, "Look, teacher, what wonderful stones and what a wonderful building." And Jesus said to him, "Do you see the great building? There will not be left here one stone upon another that will not be thrown down." And as he sat on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, Peter and James and John and Andrew asked him privately, "Tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the signs when all these things are about to be accomplished?" And Jesus began to say to them, "See that no one leads you astray. Many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and they will lead many astray. And when you hear of wars and rumors of war, do not be alarmed. These must take place. But the end is not here yet. For nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be earthquakes in various places. There will be famines. These are but the beginning of the birth pains. But be on your guard, for they will deliver you over to councils, and they will beat you in the synagogues, and you will stand before governors and kings for my sake to bear witness before them. And the gospel must first be proclaimed to all nations. And when they bring you to trial and deliver you over, do not be anxious beforehand what you are to say, but say whatever is given to you in that hour. For it is not you who speak, but the Holy Spirit. And brothers will be delivered to brothers over to death, and the father his children, and the children will rise against parents and have them put to death. And you will be hated by all for my name's sake, but the one who endures to the end will be saved." This is the gospel of the Lord. You may be seated.
Jesus' blood and righteousness, no merit of my own I claim, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. upon Christ, the solid rock I stand. No other ground is sinking sin. Darkness trails his lovely face. Rest on his unchanging grace. In every laugh and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. At his heaven and his blood, on Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. When he shall come, on Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand.
Brooke, and your family, and all who gather here today, grace, mercy, and peace be to you from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Look, teacher. What wonderful stones and what wonderful buildings. And Jesus said to them, do you see these great buildings? There will not be left here one stone upon another that will not be thrown down. This morning we're gathered in this beautiful building. It will make a really nice backdrop for confirmation pictures and family pictures. But Jesus reminds us that there will not be left here one stone upon another that will not be thrown down. Today is not about church buildings, congregations, or even the institutional church. Today is about verse 10. And the gospel must first be proclaimed to all nations. We are in the end part of the church year. And during this time of year, the lessons focus upon the end of the world. Not exactly an ideal time for a confirmation, perhaps. Because I doubt that you're thinking about the end of the world this morning. None of us probably are. We want to focus on the positive, the great hymns of the church. That another child of God is going to reaffirm her baptismal vows in the presence of congregation, family, and friends. Well, the end of the world is the last thing on our mind. But it is for such a time as the end of the world that Brooke has spent the last several months studying and preparing. On our first night, zooming together, not speeding down the highway, the other kind of zoom, we talked about one of the questions that I'm going to ask you and you are going to answer. And when we went through it last night, I realized there's two such questions. One of them, do you intend to continue steadfast in this confession rather than fall away from it to suffer all, even death? To which you are to answer, I do by the grace of God.
two times. The persecution of the church is not merely a possibility, it is a certainty. Many will attempt to lead you astray from the church. Nations will continue to rise against nations. You will hear wars and rumors of war throughout your life. There will be earthquakes in various places, even in Kansas and Oklahoma. Who could have ever thought that? And in it all, you must proclaim the gospel to all nations. Now, I'm sure that every generation, every group of confirmands that have heard these lessons at the end of the church year and as we begin the next church year after Thanksgiving, wonders whether they're living in the last times. And perhaps that is why the signs of last times are given to us kind of vaguely, so that Jesus' disciples certainly thought they were living in the last times. And every generation since, I suppose, has thought the same. Jesus was teaching his disciples that they were to proclaim the gospel to all nations. They were not to be anxious beforehand about what they're going to say, but say what is given to them in that hour, for it is not you who speak, but the Holy Spirit. Even if all you do is read the rite of confirmation, do not be anxious about anything. Is that too late to tell you that? Maybe. Not only has the Holy Spirit given you the words to speak this morning, but they're printed in the bulletin. So make sure you carry that up with you, okay? Of course, you're going to do more than read a prescribed script. You're going to stand before God and this congregation and your family and confess your faith. You will say for yourself the vows that were made for you at the time of your baptism. And you will say that you will suffer all, even death, rather than to fall away from this faith. It's a huge promise. Huge promise for anyone to make. A really huge promise for one 13-year-old. 13? All right, 13-year-old. You know, never do an age with a woman 13. 13-year-old, up here all by yourself. That's a huge promise to make, but it is about God's grace that we have spent most of our time on Zoom talking about. Even when we went through the Ten Commandments, it was a reminder that God gives us these laws to make us be able to live the best life we can possibly live. We have discussed the blessings of baptism and Holy Communion. We've heard how Jesus taught us to pray in the Lord's Prayer. Brooke, you're ready today to make this bold confession of faith. And you will have the Holy Spirit working with you to help you in that. Now, my oldest son, who I'm a lot alike, I don't know how much that troubles me, but I don't know if that's always true, but he says that public speaking is the scariest thing anybody can do. And I don't know if that's because he's proud of his dad for being able to do it Sunday after Sunday. I doubt it. he does public speaking in his job, and I think he's just proud of himself. Probably. I imagine his speeches are about the migration of armadillos from Mexico to Kansas. That's my guess. We worry when it comes to confessing our faith whether we're going to get the right words, whether we're going to say it right, how will people respond, will people think that we're crazy because of what we believe? And the answer to that question is yes. We are crazy for what we believe. St. Paul calls us fools for Christ because he was a fool for us. Jesus left the comforts of heaven to be confined to a human body. And in the beginning, that human body was confined in another human body. Mary, his mother. And he grew up having to endure his swaddling clothes changed. He had to go through adolescence. He had to be 13 once. And he chose perfectly ordinary people to be his disciples. Fishermen and tax collectors. And those perfectly ordinary people traveled with him, learned with him, and then abandoned him. He suffered being wrongly accused, wrongly convicted, and wrongly crucified. All of this. So on this day, Brooke, you can stand before this congregation and say that you believe in that fool and all that he did for you. And in return, Jesus promises the one who endures to the end will be saved. I don't know how many times, Brooke, you're going to be called upon in your life to remain true to Jesus, even to the point of death. But I do know that when it comes time, the Holy Spirit will help you remember some of what we studied on Zoom these past several months. I do know that all of us, when we are called upon to remain true to Jesus, even death, that we too will have the Holy Spirit giving us the words we need to speak. And all of us will endure unto the end and be saved. Amen. Now may the peace of God that surpasses all our understanding keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Brooke, will you come up? Bring your bulletin. All right. Beloved in the Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ said to his apostles, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you to do. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. You have been baptized and catechized in the Christian faith according to our Lord's bidding. Jesus said, whoever confesses me before men, I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven. Lift up your hearts, therefore, to the God of all grace, and joyfully give answer to what I now ask you in the name of the Lord. Do you this day, in the presence of God and of this congregation, acknowledge the gifts that God has given you in your baptism?
Yes, I do.
Do you renounce the devil?
Yes, I renounce him.
Do you renounce all his works?
Yes, I renounce him.
Do you renounce all his ways?
Yes, I renounce him.
Do you believe in God the Father Almighty? Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord?
Yes, I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe in the Holy Spirit?
Yes, I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Do you hold all the prophetic and apostolic scriptures to be the inspired word of God?
I do.
Do you confess the doctrine of the Evangelical Lutheran Church, drawn from the scriptures, as you have learned to know them from the small catechism, to be faithful and true? Do you intend to hear the word of God and receive the sacraments faithfully?
I do, by the grace of God.
Do you intend to live according to the word of God and in faith, word and deed, to remain true to God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, even to death?
I do, by the grace of God.
Do you intend to continue steadfast in this confession and church and to suffer all, even death, rather than fall away from it? We rejoice with thankful hearts that you have been baptized and have received the teaching of the Lord. You have confessed the faith and have been absolved of all your sins. As you continue to hear the Lord's word and receive the blessed sacrament, he who has begun a good work in you will bring it to completion in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ.